Praise
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Brother Hunter on KASK radio station. And today we have said we're going to have prayer for this particular day. And we thank God once again all the things that we believe and we praise God for. And we're just going to believe God because we're in a time where we need to know more about what God wants to do with us and through us. I love the name of Jesus more than anything else I know. I thank God for everything he has done. And I want to say to us this morning, I want to start off this morning with some scriptures that God has laid on my heart. And perhaps some of you that are listening to me will come to know that the sincerity of what God has called us to do is based upon how we take God at his word. And I want to share with you this particular day the thing that God has shared with me. And I put it down as I say, these are the words that I live daily in them. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gave you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swear unto your fathers as it is today. He's a living God. To God be the glory. You know, it's nothing like God. Our God is such an awesome God until he loves us more than we love our own self. And all I can tell you that God is so much love until what God does, he loves us. And it behooves us to just say, Lord, we love you. And today I would say to all who are listening, this particular day, you know, God is an awesome God, and I got something I want to pray for you, as I said earlier, and I just believe that God has given us some great increments, some things that we want to do, some things that we believe God to do, and what God is doing for us is God has said to us, there's no God like our God. And see, the reason why we keep saying is because in the Bible in 2 Chronicles 7:14, God says, if my people that are called by my name in calling of God's name, it behooves all of us to know that God says, if my people, who are my people? The believers, the ones who accepted Jesus Christ, we are the believers. We are the ones that he's calling on. And I will say this to you, the more you want to see what God is doing, the more it behooves you. And to say, God, I'm available. But you know, I say this to many people, God is so good, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun. The Bible declares that he is still God. And we love God for what he's doing for us and through us. And the more we trust God, the more we believe God, the more we can see God. Because God is so good to us. And, you know, in America, we're in trouble. America has turned its back on our God. We think that what we have is sufficient. We can't get nobody to pray. You know why we can't get nobody to pray? Because God said, my people that are called by my name. See, everybody want to be a part of something, but nobody Now, understand what I'm saying? Nobody wants to be able to hear what God is saying in His Word. We got a lot of pastors. Why are they leading the flock of God? I mean, in all fairness, are they really doing what God says they do? Some are, some are not. And it's the ones that I want to reach out and touch more than anything else, because the time is now. If we read the scripture I read, that God say, and if thou remember the Lord, our God, for it is He who give us power. Everything that we have is because God has given us power. And a lot of people just say, well, you know, I want what I want, I need what I need, and they be looking for the ultimate from God, and they're not getting it. And all I can say to the believer, listen, God has a great word for you. And when somebody tell you, many times we live in a society where we live. See, but if we look at Deuteronomy 20, verses 1, 11 to 14, and here's what God says to us, the Old Testament and the New Testament. And the Lord shall make me plenteous in goods and in fruits of my body, and the fruits of my cattle, and the fruits of my ground, and the land which the Lord swore unto thy father for years. He swore unto Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He swore unto them. And God has still been keeping His word. And I'll say this here to somebody. I thank God for you. I believe God for you. But, you know, the one of the most important things that I've learned about life, life is what you think it to be. Life is what you think it to be. Do you really love to live? Question that I ask, are you really ready to live? Are you ready to live for God? Yeah. Well, if you're ready to live for God, it's going to cost you some time. It's going to cost you some time. It's going to cost you some effort. It's going to cost you some things that, that only you can do. And not me, but it's all about you. And so I say this with love in my heart to you. Do you really love God? Yeah, I do. You do? Well, to love me is to obey me, God says to me, and see what God has desired for us, the most that God can give us, the best. And God wants to give us the best. All I can say is, with love, ain't none like God. It is none like Him. None like Him. See, but when God speaks, He speaks to us with great authority, great understanding, great ability, because God cannot lie. He cannot lie. He still loves us, and we love Him. Those of us who've been, who found that God is available for us. And I would say to us that are listening this morning, early in the morning, everybody, so I'm in my prayer time right now. I'm in my prayer time. I'm in my prayer time. That's good. We all want to be in our prayer time. Hope that God bless us the way He said He's going to bless us. And but God is still so good and so merciful unto us until all God do, God so loved us. But the Bible says, God so loved the world. God so loved the world. And the fact that God has love, He's going to love us. Why does He still love us? God still loves us because He says to us, when we read the Word of God and we believe what God is doing, and we trust God and we believe that God is doing what He says He's going to do, and I can say this to you as a believer. Does God really love you? Yes, He does. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, Share nothing. And when we say love God, we love Him with all our heart. And I will just say this here. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. And what God wants us to do, and I say this to us, more than anything else, God wants us to know that He's still there for us. And it's up to us to say, God, I love you. And all I can tell you is, there's no love like God love. And, you know, I have so much love for God until it behooves me. The more I call on God, the more I say, Father, in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, I love you. I come to you. I adore you. I magnify you. I praise you, Father, for all the things that you have done for me. And, Father, because you have been so good to me, you've shown me the way where I must go, what I must do. And I love you because without you I can do nothing. Today I call on your name because I know you're the only true and living God. And, now, Father, I just pray. I pray the word more than anything else because your word is true. Your word is so true. And I just say I love you. I thank God for you. And, you know, Lord, I thank you. And the more that I call on my God, the more I recognize that my God is an awesome God. The more I call on my God, He's an awesome God. And the more I see my God, He's an awesome God. And there's none like Him. No matter what the world has to say, see, God is still there for us. No matter how much we see in the world, see, the world has issues that it has to solve. Excuse me. Because the Bible teaches you and I, love not the world. Because when you're in love for the world doesn't love the righteousness. And don't you dare fool yourself and think the world loves you. The world has no love for you. Because Jesus said, He said, marvel not, dear brethren, through the apostle writing. He says, just remember, they hated me first. And they hated him. Why they hated him? See, it was the enemy moving into what God wants. All of us who say we're Christians. And as an apostle, I want to build you. I want to talk to you. I want to love you. I want you to get a prayer. This is the first time. Everything is the first time for all of us. And it's up to us to stay on God's side. And much is to be said, much is to be told, much has to be given to us. And I just say this to you with love. God is so good. His mercy endures forever. 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 And it's up to you. Do you love Him? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we just come once again and say we love you. For without you, Holy Father, we can do nothing. But it's in you that we can do all things. We can do all things. And then, Father, I thank you this day that you have brought us before you. Allowed us once again to call upon the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you because your word is so true. Your word is so much power. Your word has so much authority. And Father, you said to us that the book shall not depart not out of our mouth, but I shall meditate. We shall meditate day and night because we might observe all that it said we need to do written there for then. You said, Father, our ways will be prosperous and we'll have good success. We'll have good success. And, Father, I just want to thank you for what you've done for us and in us. And then, Father, your word says that you have enlarged my steps under me so that my feet do not slip. And then, Father, because you are God all by himself, and I thank you, I ask you for the fulfillment of all that I desire in my heart. And I ask you, Father, you said in your word that you are the light of my salvation. I ain't got nobody to fear. You are my strength of my life. I'm not afraid. I know the enemy comes to do wrong, but because you, Father, you're still there for us. You're still there believing us. You're still there because you love us, and we thank you for it. Thank you for the love that you have shown to us. And then, you know, Father, I take your word. The word tells me that I must lift my eyes unto the hill from whence comes my help. My help coming from you, Lord. You made heaven and earth. My help coming from you, Lord. And one thing I will say, you know, your word says you not suffer my foot to be moved because you keep evil never slumber. And I thank you, Father. You keep Israel, and you shall never slumber nor sleep. See, Lord, and your word is so pure and so rich. It says to us, Father, who believe. You, Lord, thank you. You said, that the Lord is on the Lord is on thy side, upon our right hand. And you said you will preserve us from all evil, even our soul this day, and we thank you. And you said the sun will not smite by day, nor the moon by night. Father, when we walk in the noontime and the evening time, you're still God. You're ever present. You're 24/7. And for this, we love you. But you watch over to protect that you have given to us, Father. And I thank you, Father. I thank you that the going out and the coming in, that you're going to preserve us, even our souls. And I thank you, Father. Because we are servants of the Lord, which stand in the house of the Lord. Many of us come to the various churches, but we want to praise your holy name, Father. We want to praise you when we come into it. Your name is above every name. Hallelujah. For your name, hallelujah, your name. We're going to lift up our hands. We're going to praise you. We're going to love you. We're going to adore you. We're just going to say thank you, Father, for everything that you have done for us and everything, Father. I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, Father, when I lift up my hands in the sanctuary, I'm not ashamed to lift up my hands. I'm not ashamed to say I praise you. I'm not ashamed to say I love you. Because you, Father, have been a great God. You have done things. You have done so much things. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you, Father, for all that you have done, Father. And I praise you. And you know, Father, because you said in your word, you said if I be willing and obedient, I shall eat the good of the land. And you know, Father, I want to be obedient unto you because your word said the thoughts that I have for you, Lord, I believe your word. You have thoughts of peace and not of evil. You want to give me an expected meaning. For this I love you, Father, and I thank you, Father. I praise you. And then, Father, I just say, Father, the grace and peace from our Father, from God the Father, from the Lord Jesus Christ. And you gave himself. We thank you, Father. He gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present world according to your will, Father, our Father. And because all you have said is, and we thank you, and we want to glorify you, we want to praise you, we want to love you, we want to adore you. And Father, your word says, no man is justified by the law in the sight of you, Father. So you said it's evident that I have to live by faith. And you say in your word, and the law is not a faith, Holy Father, but you said the man that doeth them shall live by them. I want to thank you that I live under grace and mercy. For your love still encapsulates us. It keeps me, Father, at a position to say, Yah, 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 you God, you're the only one, you God, you're the one that I love, and I thank you. I thank you for it. 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 Hallelujah. And then, you know, Father, and your word says, you have redeemed us from the curse of the law. You, through Jesus Christ, redeemed me and the believer from the curse of the law. Because the curse was, you made a curse for me. And the word proves that curse is everyone that hangs on the tree. But your word tells us the blessings of Abraham, might come on Gentiles. I'm grafted in through Jesus Christ. I'm not jealous, but I love you, Father. As the Jews, I love you the same way they do. I thank you, Father. Your word is my authority. Your word is my action. Your word is my royal diadem. Your word is true. Your word is sure. Your word is power. Your word has anointed. And I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you. Because, you know, we receive the blessings, Jesus, that we may, and the promise of the Spirit through faith. We move into the arena of faith. Faith, you, God, are faith, God. You don't look for a natural mind. You look for a supernatural mind. You look for a person that understands your word is true. Your word is sure. And for this, I said, thank you, Father. Oh, praise your holy name, Father. Thank you, Father. I want to bless you, Holy Father, because it's through our Lord Jesus Christ. He blessed us and put us in spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. And because he has allowed us, once again, you're still a God. And I love you, Father. And I thank you for it. Amen. You chose me, Father. You chose all of us. And I pray for those. I pray this very hour in the early morning, Father. For somebody that's believing and praying to you and calling on you. And your word is sure. Your word is pure. Your word. See, when you chose us before the foundation of the world, you said we're going to be holy. We must be holy and without blame before him in love. And we love. We love. For love is one of the most powerful words that the Holy Spirit loves. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish. And Father, I want to thank you for the word that you've given constantly, Father. I want to thank you for the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You make me to lie down in green pastures, and the green pastures likewise. I don't have to worry. My mind is not tickled in tongues. I don't have to worry because the strength of your word makes me financially proof, makes me materially proof. My body is sound. I'm strong. You said let the weak say. The weak is not supposed to say that they're weak, but they're supposed to say I'm strong. I'm strong in my body. I'm strong in my attitude. I'm strong in my ability to think. I'm strong in the word. I'm strong in the holy design. And I'm just strong in you, Lord, because strength comes from you. You strengthen me. You strengthen us. And somebody today is calling on your name. And I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you, Father. When you chose us, Father, and you predestined us, Father, through Jesus Christ himself. And see, Jesus, we thank you. I thank you for everything you've done for us. You see, you have the redemption through your blood, the forgiveness of our sins. We're forgiven, and to the richness of your grace, and for this I thank you. I praise you, and I love you. I thank you, Father, that you have abound toward me in all wisdom and prudence, and that you will keep us, Father. Keep us. You will let us know what the mystery of your will is according to your good pleasure. Oh, yes, your purpose in your own self. And you're revealing it to us. The things that were, it's all been fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Every prophet, see, every word spoken, even, Father, And I want to thank you for looking at what I saw, Father. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. And, Father, as we're here to calling on your name, Father, I just want to say to the praise of your glory, I want to thank you for those before me because they trusted, Father. I want to thank you. And your word said this is the confidence that I have, the comfort that I coincide, I comforted in everything that he might begun a good work in me. And you said, Father, you will perform it in the day of Jesus Christ. I'm trusting in you, Father. I'm trusting in you. I love you, and I thank you. I thank you. Amen. I love you. I praise you, Father. Without you, can do nothing. Amen. I thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Praise you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
D63H03, Healing Scriptures.
I'm reading from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, 21, and 22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. In the margin of my King James translation, it reads, my words are medicine to all their flesh. So God's word is medicine to all our flesh. So therefore, I just want to read from the Word of God and give you God's medicine. First of all, from Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 9th through the 10th verse. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Healing is God's will. There is no sickness in heaven, the Bible said. So it's God's will that there be no sickness on earth. Then 3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. Then again, 1 John, the 5th chapter, the 14th and 15th verses. And this is a confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. And then Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Romans 8, 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Romans 8:31. If God be for us, who can be against us? Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Deuteronomy 7:15. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee. Exodus 15:26. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none or permit none these diseases upon thee, which I have permitted upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Jeremiah 30:17, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 33:6, behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Deuteronomy 30:19-20, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers. Leviticus 26:3, and then the 9th verse. If ye walk in my statutes, and keep my commandments, and do them, I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. Isaiah 58:8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Genesis 20:17. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservant, and they bare children. 2 Chronicles 30:20. And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people. 2 Kings 20:5. Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears, behold, I will heal thee. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? 2 Chronicles 6:14. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven nor in the earth, which keepeth covenant and showeth mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all their heart. 2 Chronicles 16:9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Psalm 145:8-9. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Job 37:23. Touching the Almighty, he is excellent in power and in judgment and in plenty of justice. He will not afflict. Psalm 67:2. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Psalm 105:37. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Psalm 103:3. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Psalm 147:3. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Psalm 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 30:2. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Psalm 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Psalm 41:3. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Psalm 42:11. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Matthew 7:11. If ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him. Then Isaiah shows us that healing is in the plan of redemption. Isaiah 53:4-5. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Or the margin reads, surely he has borne our pain and carried our sicknesses. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Matthew 8:17. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24. who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Galatians 3:13, verse 14, and then verse 29. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Then Colossians chapter 1, verse 12, 13, and 14. And then chapter 2, verses 10 and 15. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet, or able, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Ephesians 5:30. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bone. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless under the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hosea chapter 13, verse 14. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plague. O grave, I will be thy destruction. In Exodus the 20th chapter and the 12th verse, we read, honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Deuteronomy 5:33, ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. Deuteronomy 11:21, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 28. And he, David, died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. Job 5:26. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. Psalm 90:10. The days of our years are 70, that by reason of strength they be 80 years. The 91st Psalm, verses 10 through 16. Thou shalt no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 11. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. Ecclesiastes 7:17, why shouldest thou die before thy time? Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 22, thou shalt not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And so you see, God has promised us long life, and he wants us to have long life. Now then, let's look at some scriptures concerning the earth walk of Jesus and his ministry. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Matthew the 8th chapter, the 2nd and 3rd verse. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 10, and then verse 13. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal thee. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servants, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Matthew chapter 9, verses 20, 21, and 22. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 36. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. And Jesus strictly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame
yeah.
all that country. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man, possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake. And the multitude marveled, saying, It was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, He casteth out devils through the prince of the devils. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease among the people.
But
when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and scattered abroad as sheep, having no
Sir.
Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 12, verse 15. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. When Jesus heard it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the city. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. Matthew chapter 14, verses 34 through 36. And when they were gone over, they came unto the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place acknowledged of him, they sent out to all the country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Matthew chapter 15, verse 29 through 31. And Jesus departed thence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee and went up into a mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered, and when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Mark chapter 5, verse 1 through 43. And they came over to the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had been dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus? Thou Son of the Most High God, I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled, and told in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus, and see him that was possessed with the devil, and had the legion, sitting and clothed, and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coats. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish it in Decapolis, how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come, and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garments. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press, and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague. While he yet spake, there came from the rulers of the synagogue house certain which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tomb, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand, and said unto her, Talitha kumai, which is being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. Then mark the 6th chapter, verse 53 through 56. And when they had passed over, they came into the land of Gennesaret and drew to the shore. And when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him, and ran through the whole region round about, and began to carry about in beds those that were sick, where they heard he was. And whithersoever he entered into villages, or cities, or country, they laid the sick in the streets, and besought him that they might touch, if it were but the border of his garment, and as many as touched him were made whole. Then mark the 7th chapter, verse 25 through 37. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him, and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But when Jesus said unto her, Let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto dogs. Then she answered and said unto him, Yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, For this sake, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. And again departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, he came unto the Sea of Galilee, through the midst of the coast of the Decapolis. And they bring unto him one that was deaf, and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude, and put his fingers in his ears, and he spit and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be open. And straightway his ears were open, and the string of his tongue was loose, and he spake plain, and he charged them that they should tell no man. But the more he charged them, so much the more the great deal they published it, and were beyond measure astonished, saying, He hath all well, he maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Then in Mark the 9th chapter, the 17th through the 29th verse, and one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And whithersoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples, that they should cast him out, and they could not. And he answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tare him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed. And he asked his father, How long is it ago since this came unto him? He said, Of a child. And oftentimes it has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. And when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more. And the spirit cried, and rent him sore, and came out of him, and he was as one dead, inasmuch that many said, He is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was coming to the house, his disciples asked him privately, Why could not we cast him out? He said unto them, This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Then in Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 21, And he cometh to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, the priest delivers to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Then Luke, the 4th chapter, verses 33 through 36, and then the 40th verse and the 41st verse. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee? Thou, Jesus of Nazareth, art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace, and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him. And they were all amazed, and spake among themselves, saying, What a word is this? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits, and they. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick or divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid hands on every one of them, and healed them. And devils also came out of many, crying out, saying, Thou art Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuked them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew he was Christ. Then in Luke, the 6th chapter, verses 6 through 10, And it came to pass also on another Sabbath, that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was with him. And the scribes and Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man which had the withered hand, Rise up, stand forth in the midst. And he arose, and stood forth. Then said Jesus unto them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy? And looking round about upon them all, he said unto the man, Stretch forth thy hand. And he did so. And his hand was restored whole as the other. Then in Luke, the 6th chapter, the 17th through the 19th. And he came down with them and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for they went virtue out of him, and healed them all. Then in Luke the 13th chapter, verses 11 through 17, And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands upon her. And immediately she was made straight, glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because of Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men are to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And art not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years, be loose from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Then in John's Gospel, the 5th chapter, we shall read verses 2 through 14. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, a blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, and knew that it had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, but the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. and on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews, therefore, said unto him that was cured, It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, He that made thee whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, What man is that which said unto thee, Take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterwards, Jesus findeth him at the temple, and said unto him, Behold, art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come up unto thee. Then in John the 9th chapter, we shall read verses 1 through 7. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither has this man sinned, nor his parents. But the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is yet day. The night cometh, when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. He said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sin. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. Then in John chapter 10, verse 10, The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come, that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Acts chapter 10, verse 38, How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, and today, and forever. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Then again, Matthew, the 10th chapter, the 1st verse, When he called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Mark the 16th chapter, verses 15 through 20. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere. The Lord worked with them, and confirming the word, signs followed. John the 14th chapter, verses 12 through 15. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Whatsoever he shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If he shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love, keep my commandments. Acts the 6th chapter and the 8th verse. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Acts chapter 8, verses 6 and 7. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame, were healed. Acts chapter 9, verses 33 and 34. And there he found a certain man named Amos, which had kept his bed 8 years, and was sick of the palsy. And Peter said unto him, Amos, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. Acts chapter 14, verses 8 through 10. And there sat a certain man at Lystra impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, Stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. Acts chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. James chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, it shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Then Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And he shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Philippians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things or beings in heaven, and things or beings in earth, and things or beings under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16 through 23. Here Paul says, I cease not to give thanks, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us when we believe, according to the working of his mighty power which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that's named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Then in John, the 16th chapter, verses 23 and 24, and in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Again, Mark, the 16th chapter, the 15th through the 18th verses. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Notice. In my name, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. John, Gospel, the 14th chapter, verses 13 and 14. Whatsoever shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If he shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, Acts, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 16. Now, Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, being the 9th hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. Immediately his feet and ankle bones were strengthened. He lifted up, stood, and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were all filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And his lame man, which was held by God, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon, greatly wondered. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, "Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power, our holiness, we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his son Jesus, whom he delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the just, and desired a murder to be granted unto him, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God has raised up from the dead, whereof we are witnesses, and his name, through faith in him." Now notice that. "And his name, through faith in him, hath made this man strong, whom ye skip, though, yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all." Acts chapter 4, verse 1. "As they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple of the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in the hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of them was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes, and Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they set them in the midst, they asked, By what power, or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means ye be hold, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him that this man stand here before you." Verse 17 and then verses 19 to 21. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. So then faith cometh, Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Then 1 Timothy 6:12, finds the good the faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou also called it as the professed, a good profession before many witnesses. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh unto God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Then 1 John 5:4-5. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth Jesus is the Son of God. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Romans 8:2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. 1 John 4:4. Ye are of God, the children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Romans 8:11. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Philippians 2:13. For it is God which worketh in you both the will and to do his good pleasure. James 4:7. Submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Hebrews 2:14-15. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Romans 6:14. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law, but under grace. Then Matthew 4:4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Matthew 8:16. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all sick. John 1:1-14. In the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 15:7. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Psalm 107:20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Hebrews 4:14-16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, or the margin priest, let us hold fast our confession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the profession, or again the margin reads, the confession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Hebrews 10:35-36. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Philemon chapter 1, verse 6, that the communication of thy mouth may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Revelation 12:11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Joel chapter 3, verse 10, let the weak say, I am strong. I want to read Deuteronomy chapter 28, reading the entire chapter, and then Galatians chapter 3, also reading the entire chapter. Deuteronomy chapter 28, beginning with verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou wilt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, blessed shalt thou be in the field, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall be thou when thou comest in. Blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord will cause thine enemies to rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. He shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee and holy people unto himself, as he is sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all people of the earth shall see thee, that thou art called by the name of the Lord. They shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, and in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. Thou shalt lend unto many nations, thou shalt not borrow. The Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. Thou shalt be above only, thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command this day to observe and to do them, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, or to go after other gods to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city. Cursed shalt thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kind, the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke, and all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly, because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee until he hath consumed thee from off the land where thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with a sword, with blasting, and with mildew, that they shall pursue thee into thy parish. And thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them. It shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And thy carcass shall be meat unto all fowls of the air and unto the beasts of the earth. No man shall fray them away. The Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt, with the emerods, with the scab, and with the itch whereof thou canst not be healed. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. And thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness. Thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. Thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build a house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and shalt not gather the grapes thereof. Thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be violently taken away from before thy face, shall not be restored to thee. Thy sheep shall be given unto thine enemy, thou shalt have none to rescue. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long. There shall be no night or no might in thy hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up. Thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed always, so that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. The Lord shall smite thee in the knees and in the legs, for the sore part cannot be healed. From the sole of thy foot unto the top of thy head, the Lord shall bring thee and thy king which thou shalt set over thee unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there shalt thou serve other gods, wood and stone. Thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations where the Lord shall lead thee. Thou shalt carry much seed out of the field, so gather but little in for the locusts of the sheep. Thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but shalt neither drink of the wine nor eat the grape, for the worms shall eat them. Thou shalt have olive trees throughout all thy coast, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oil, for thine olives shall cast his fruit. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. All thy trees and the fruit of thy land shall the locusts consume. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed. Because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, upon thy seed forever. Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joy, and with gladness of heart, from the abundance of all things. Therefore shall thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. He shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, or show favor to the young. And he shall eat the fruit of thy cattle, fruit of thy land until thou be destroyed, which also shall not leave thee either corn, wine, or oil, or the increase of thy kind, or flocks of thy sheep, until he have destroyed thee. And he shall besiege thee at all thy gates, until thy high and fenced walls come down, wherein thou trust throughout all thy land. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates, throughout all thy land, which the Lord thy God has given thee. Thou shalt eat the fruit of thine own body, the flesh of thy sons and of thy daughters, which the Lord thy God has given thee, in the seeds, and in the streams, wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee. So that the man that is tender among you, and very delicate, his eyes shall be evil towards his brother, towards the wife of his bosom, towards the remnant of his children which he shall leave. So that he shall not give to any of them of the flesh of his children whom he shall eat, because he has nothing left him in the seeds, and in the streams, wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee in all thy gates. The tender and delicate woman among you, which would not adventure to set the sole of her foot upon the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eye shall be evil toward the husband of her bosom, toward her son, toward her daughter, and toward her young one that cometh out from between her feet, toward her children, which she shall bear, for she shall eat them for want of all things secretly in the seeds and straightness, wherewith thine enemy shall distress thee in thy gates. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed even great plagues, and of long continuance, and sore sicknesses, and of long continuance. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. And ye shall be left few in number, whereas ye were as the stars of heaven above thee, because thou wouldest not obey the voice of the Lord thy God. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught. Ye shall be plucked above the land with thy goest to possess it. The Lord shall scatter thee among all people, from one end of the earth even to the other, and there thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. And among these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest. The Lord shall give thee a trembling heart, and fading of eyes, and sorrow of mind. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee. Thou shalt fear day and night. Thou shalt have none assurance of thy life. In the morning thou shalt say, would God it were evening. And at evening thou shalt say, would God it were morning. For the fear of thine heart wherewith thou shalt fear, for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. The Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again to ships, by the way whereof I spake. Thou shalt see it no more again. Ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondsmen and bond women, and no man shall buy you. Now then I want to read from Galatians chapter 3, beginning with the first verse, and reading the whole chapter. Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched ye that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth crucified among you? This only would I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? Have ye suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit, and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the Scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are of the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. For the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or addeth thereto. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not unto seeds, as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. This I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more a promise. But God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promise of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the Scripture has concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to the Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after the faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as you have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Now, I want you to notice that according to these scriptures, and specifically, Deuteronomy 28, chapter 61st verse, also every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, then will the Lord bring or permit to be brought upon thee until thou be destroyed. Now, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, there are a number of diseases that are listed here. But then he also adds every sickness. So therefore, you can say, my sickness, whatever it is, cancer, tuberculosis, anemic, mental distress, whatever your sickness is, according to Deuteronomy 28:61, my sickness is a curse of the law. Now notice Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now here's what I want you to confess. I want you to say it over and over and over again to yourself. Say it out loud if you're by yourself. Say it quietly to yourself if someone else is with you. According to Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 61, my sickness, now name your sickness, cancer, tuberculosis, kidney trouble, liver trouble, whatever it is a curse of the law. But according to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I confess, I am redeemed from sickness, and specify your sickness. In other words, I'll give you an illustration. We'll just call it cancer. According to Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 61, my sickness, cancer, is a curse of the law. But according to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, he's redeemed me from the curse of sickness. Therefore, I confess, I am redeemed from cancer. All right, we'll just say your trouble is a stomach ulcer. All right, say this then. My sickness, or ulcer, stomach ulcer, is a curse of the law, according to Deuteronomy 28:61. But according to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, therefore I confess, I am redeemed from ulcers of the stomach. Now, say for instance, your condition is a blood disease. You say, according to Deuteronomy 28 chapter 61st verse, my blood disease is a curse of the law. But according to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, therefore I confess, I am redeemed from blood disease. I just gave that to you as an illustration. Whatever your sickness is, call it a curse of the law. Confess it's a curse of the law. Then confess Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, therefore I am redeemed from sickness. Specify your sickness. Now, I want you to do that. I want you to listen to these two chapters, Galatians 3, Deuteronomy 28, over and over again, and then at every awakened moment, all night long, all day long, continue to make the confession. Therefore, I am redeemed from and specify your sickness.
That concludes this message. For more information about Kenneth Hagin Ministries, call 1-888-283-2484 or visit our website at www.rhema.org or write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries, Post Office Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150-0126. And in Canada, write Kenneth Hagin Ministries, Post Office Box 335, Station D, Etobicoke, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, M9A4X3.
Well, praise God. I have some scriptures I want to read back to us once again. And I want you to see something that God says about you as we move. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. In Hebrews 4:16. Every believer should have this as a mandate. that we should come boldly to the throne of his grace. Well, several questions be asked here. If a person doesn't know what we know, how can we give this gift to them? Because they must repent, accept Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, and a lot of people don't like me to say it, but I have to say it. Because Jesus had the water baptism by John, we need to baptize people in the water. It's an indication that the liquid grave, we were buried in it, and we were resurrected into newness. Therefore, Hebrews 4:16 can apply to the believers. We can come boldly to the throne of grace and will be obtain mercy. Mercy. What is mercy? Not pressing down, not pushing out of the way, standing still. Mercy. Not moving forward, not moving backwards, but it's in a position where it is just there because grace is before you. I say to you, my brethren, therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Jesus Christ. And Hebrews 3:1, we need to know that we know. Not only was he, glory to God, Jesus was the chief apostle and the high priest. And you know why? Because he's our confession. When we confess to God, a lot of times the confession is not about something we've done wrong, but the confession is, I love you, Father. The confession is more of an attitude of thanksgiving. Confession more attitude of believing. More to believe what God has said, he'll say, through what he wants to say in us. And I say to you who know that you know what God is saying to us right now. Take words, turn to the Lord, says him. Take away all iniquity. Receive us gracious, for we offer the sacrifice of our lips. The sacrifice of our lips. The sacrifice of our lips. We are to let our lips be a sacrifice. When the Apostle Paul said, brethren, this is a symbol for us, that we should offer our bodies as a living sacrifice unto God. Our bodies. Now, the scripture tells us here what we are supposed to do. But do we behoove and do we obey God? My God. See, we need to take God's word back to him. Father, this is what your word says. You said in Deuteronomy. You said in John. You said in Joshua 1. You said it, Father. You said it. Now, I can't trust in what the government says. The government I live in is a big liar. The mayor is a big liar. All politicians are liars because they have an objective. Strategy is not of God. You know, to God be the glory. I want you to understand as I bring scripture. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears me. He hears us. And if I know that he is me, us, whatever I ask, you ask, shall I know, you know, that I have the petition that I have, you have, submitted of him. You see, I keep putting that I in there, us, because my petition, I know we all got a petition that we place before God, but I always say, but a teacher says, look behind the scripture and look into the scripture. When we look in the wolf and the wolf, we see intertwining of God's word in us. and God Savior. And this is the confidence. This is the confidence. This is the confidence that I have. I don't know what your confidence level is, but if you're walking like I'm walking, I'm walking like you're walking, we're in conjunction and have the confidence that we believe. Oh, we're going to believe, but we have the confidence. See, if we don't, we lie. And God knows everything. He knows it. So it's up to us to say, okay, we know that we love him. He know our heart. And this is the confidence that I have in him. That when he shall appear, I shall look just like him. I don't know if he was black, white, kinky hair, straight hair, wavy hair. All I know is that he shall appear, and I shall look just like him. Woo! Hallelujah! We shall look just like him. Just like him. If we're going to look just like him, we're going to see our hands being scarred. Look just like him. Talk just like him. Because when he talked to the Father, he told the enemy, he says, every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, man shall live. Satan thought he had an opportunity to come in and beat upon the believers. But I'm so glad that God, I thank God for his mercy. I thank God for his liberality. I thank God for all that he's done for all my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. Jesus, hallelujah. The confidence that we have. Well, we got to make your taxes go up according to the law. The confidence. Well, we need a new car. You got to buy a new car. You can't take no. The confidence. Well, you can't live in that house. It got to be your new house. The confidence. This is the confidence I have in everything. No matter the raise of taxes or the house or the car, God is a provider. He provides for those who trust in him. Devil ain't trusting in him. The devil is trying to say skin for skin. But I'm saying to the devil, we need to make a prayer bomb. Kaboom, 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 kaboom. To blow up some areas, not physically, some attitude. There are a lot of people in the world that don't understand the realness of God. You know, we got 2.7 billion people in the Earth planet. My memory served me correctly. They said for something like every minute, so many people are dying in the world. So many are being born. So it's an equalism that God had. One lead, one point. But our God is such an awesome God. I can say I love you. I thank God. See, moreover that I live now, the scripture tells me reverently to trust God. Death and life in the power of my tongue. And life in the power of my tongue. But I'm going to eat the fruit of love, and I'm going to have it. See, because death empowers in your tongue. See, it's according to what you speak. You can speak death upon you, a situation, a circumstance, etc. But do you speak life? Life I shall live. As Joshua said in 24:15, but as for me and my house, I don't know about y'all even know, but I say this in reality. I do not know about your house. I am concerned but it's not my house, because my house is my house. But me and my house, me and my body, me and my position, we're going to serve the Lord until our days are through. You know, I look back at Abraham. That had to be a man who was after God's heart. All I can say is what I read in the scripture and believe it. And God told a man, the man in the book of Genesis, around the first part of it, when Abraham came to see his father, who believed in witchcraft, voodoo. But Abraham raised the question. See, he said, why should I have to have all these different gods? Why isn't there one God, one true God? God said, what? He peeked around his portals of time and said, he's asking, who am I? So God set a position, a roadmap for him. He began to speak to Abraham. Abraham had never heard God speak to him. But he says, Abraham, now that I have your attention, I want you to leave your house. Take your wife and your position. Leave. Ooh, Jesus, good preaching. See, because when we leave the house where we used to be, our attitudes are supposed to be, I want to be, I've got to be, have changed to a new arena. And what God was saying, he's saying us today, he said to Abraham, take all of it. He said, leave. Not a moment later, leave. Because I'm going to show you the land that I'm going to give. My God Almighty. The land that I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you a place. And you know, when they looked at him, would I love you. See, God is still a good God. He's a merciful God. And God's given us all we have. But the one thing I say about Abraham, because Abraham had to go through many trials. He was a trialist man. In other words, I say, God used him as an example so that when he bring his son on the scene, he could see that man, one man could represent in the physical, that one man could say, all that I have, I know if I kill my son, I know you're going to raise him. That's the confidence that we have. So no matter what people say, I hear so many people say, I'm in this and I'm in that. I've been saying, what kind of you flying? I hear more people talking about this, that, and the other, but I don't hear the word of God coming out. Because it's what? See, when God don't hear his word, oh my Lord, then what the scripture says, take the word back with you. A lot of people don't want to take the word. They want to take a bunch of junk. You know why they want to take a bunch of junk? Because that's all some people know is junk. We got more Christians in the body of Christ who say they love God, but they always got I love God. You do? You really love me, yeah, I do. Why don't you say it? Why don't you have a strategy for the growth process? See, we're not even talking about the youth participation. We're not talking about the leadership of the elders. We're not talking about the leadership of the young. All we want is what we want for ourselves. As I've said to people, money does not move me in numbers, but I move money in numbers. Because what I have belongs to you, Father. All that I have belongs to you. All that I hope to be belongs to you. I hope to power that I'm giving somebody that I'll never see in the physical, perhaps I will see you in the spiritual. See, churches nowadays, especially, and I talk about the Baptists, so I don't know much about the Catholics, but a lot of Baptist churches, they only have one thing set up for them, that's a pastor's salary. They don't have an administrative faculty there that's working full-time. Why? Because we don't support. We want to, and see, now, I used to be like that. I need a new car. I need new suits. I need new shoes. I need this. Let me tell you something. But God is so good. He gives us a better system. He gives us a better screen. It's called the spirit of discernment. See, a lot of people come to the net come because after saving love. If you do not have the Holy Ghost, you cannot do great exploits. You cannot do the supernatural. You cannot, because the enemy holds you in a bail. He holds you in check. You need to be going out there praying for these people. You don't need to be going out there telling them God level. Leave them alone. Let be him. See, Satan has a plan for those who can listen to what Satan is saying. And Satan is saying, I have a plan. My plan is better than God's plan. I'm going to give you the now and now. See, I'm not going to give you the now and after. But God's going to give it to us completely. Can we trust God? Can you trust God? Can you believe God? Have you heard God? How is your lifestyle? Did you get up this morning thanking God for a blessing? I woke up early this morning and said, thank you, Father. Because your mind has to be adaptable. Your spiritual mind must be ready to receive the word of God. I want to say this to somebody that I'm speaking to because the Spirit of God is moving me to say it. You're going through some trials right now, but I'm going to read this scripture to you in Mark 11:23, and you need to imprint it on your heart. For surely I say unto you, whosoever said to this mountain, be removed and to be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he said will be done, he will have whatsoever he said. There is a lot of parallels, right triangle, but it's all true. Whoever, are you a whoever? Are you a whoever? Say it to the mountain. The mountain is a situation, a circumstance, a problem, health, money, etc., wife, life, children, life. But here, it's this mountain. Be removed. In other words, situations, circumstances, get out of my way. And you do it by speaking the word of God. The Bible says that he spoke his word and healed them. He sent his word and healed them. The centurion said, Lord, he said, no, you don't have to come to my house. He said, just send a word, speak a word. Because I got men, if I say do this, they do it. And God said, Jesus said, I've never in my life. See, because God was down there checking out mankind's attitude. He wanted to know the system that God had set up. His system was a God system, a capital G, capital O, capital D, a God system by the blood of his son, Jesus Christ. And you know, when you look at it, even dig into it closer, if you don't doubt, see, what is doubt? Disbelief. Preacher was talking about it Sunday night. See, a lot of people, they doubt because they don't have the fortitude to believe. Here's why. They come to say to them, you don't have to worry about that no more. We got that taken care of. See, the devil has another demon coming, swat you with some money. Ooh, child, I got it. No, but name, ooh, I got to go to the hospital. I got to pay the house. I got to pay the car. I got to pay this. See, what the devil gives, he takes it back. But what God gives you is staying in eternity. Whatever he's given to you, God is not going to take it back from you. But the enemy wants it back. He's being quiet because he knows that if he can take everything back from you, he told, okay, look at Job. God asked the question, the confidence that he had in Job. He said, hast thou considered my servant Job? Hast thou considered my servant Hunter? Hast thou considered my servant the fivefold ministry? As thou considered, and God said to the enemy of darkness, have you considered? Oh, I have many times, many times, with a sly as hell look on his face, but I can't get to him because you got a God around him. Well, God says, okay, I'm a just God. Do everything you that you can to him, but touch his soul. It belongs to me. We know Job is dead, but he lived in the time. And when God came down, everything that man ever, one news flash, another news flash, another news flash, and Job says, blessed be the Lord. Naked I came, naked I shall leave. Job was not aware of who he was fighting against. He wasn't fighting against God. See, but the devil tried to implant that in him. He said, but I've never seen it. I will never come against it. Look what his wife said. Come on, husband. We need to cut this out. You know, you look at you, man. You got the skin all. Look at the bumps on you. Look at your face. Look at your body. Don't just go on and curse God and get it over with. He says, you sound like a silly woman. See, but that wasn't the woman speaking. That was the demon speaking through her. Because if he should, if he could take out the woman, the man's going to go also. But it takes a, excuse me, it takes a strong man of good character to stand and fight the good fight of faith. To know that you know that you know that you know that whatever it is God has. And I want to tell you this morning with love and kindness, God still loves you. Romans, I believe, in the 8th chapter, 5th chapter, says, God said, while we were yet sinners, God loved us. Oh, Jesus, while we were yet sinners, while you were left after fornicating, adultery, thievery, witchcraft, bloodletting, illumination, all the things that Paul wrote to the book of Timothy and is in the book of Revelation. This God is an awesome God because he made a provision for me and you. And I say this here, the better system that he has given to us, it is in the form of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's the greatest community and the commission that we need. See, the Holy Spirit comes to show us things that God's Son has told you. Jesus has paid the price. And see, what I love about God, God said, one scripture says, God said, Daniel, you mean, he even said to Job, he said, wait a minute, where were you when I built, where were you when I created the world, where were you?
don't know. When the hunter don't know, I'm not going to tell. I don't know, Lord. All I want you to do is deliver me. Give me more of your Holy Spirit. That's all I want. I've asked for forgiveness. You've forgiven me. I just want more of your authority to do what you said. I desire to do thy will. It is upon you and me. I share this with you. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. In this present generation, they don't have the love of God in their heart. Hearts. You know why? Because they have not been trained about the system of God. The system of God has a Bible solution. A plus 1 plus 2 plus 3 equals 1. It's a system. We can't get to the Father except we come by the Son. We can't get to the Son except the Holy Spirit leads us and draws us. God that we serve and that we represent, he has so much authority, so much power, until he's letting us know the more we trust in him, the more we can believe. This is the confidence that I have. I know that the work he started in me, he shall complete it until the day of Jesus Christ coming back. I'm not worried. As one man said, my eyes have seen the glory and the coming of the Lord. And let me say something to you. To the heathenistic society, to the nations that hate Israel, you hate me because I'm of Israel. God loves us. See, I'm grafted in. Woo-hoo! Yes, I'm grafted in. Why? Because God made it possible. Paul says to the church, he said, God has not forsaken Israel. That's his first choice. But he has allowed a place for us to be grafted in. And that's why when the Apostle Paul, hallelujah, when the Apostle Paul was on the movement of God for God, he said, God so loved a wretch like me. I had to go to him 3 times and I prayed. Here's what happened. God saved my grace. Is sufficient. Ain't got to have a whole lot of leather. My grace is sufficient. Because God wanted to write for us. I say to America, some of you may not come on the prayer with me, but this is a command that I got from God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Because there are some of you out there that need healing in your bodies right now. There are some of you have minds that are not set like it's supposed to be. Your limbs, your thinking, your seven systems. But I will say this here to you. Because the God we serve is a merciful God. For God so loved the world. Yes, he did. When the Son said in the 17th chapter of St. John, in his high priestly prayer, he said, Father, the hour, the venue, has come that I may glorify you. He said, just as it was before the beginning. He said, I've done everything you have committed, but I am now ready. Hallelujah. Those you gave me, ain't losing none. No one but the one who did what he did according to the word. But Father, I pray that they will be just as you and I. He said in his prayer that Willie Hunter, all of the other hunters, et cetera, et cetera, he says, I pray that they will be one in attitude and possession and thoughting, thinking, that they be one in their mind, action. One hurt out, one hungry, I'm hungry. See, because we got a lot of people in America that are hungry right now. We got 40 million people living below the poverty. Government, America government don't want you to be rich. Only the billionaires. Because that's their pompousity attitude. But if they don't change, they're going straight to hell. They're going straight to hell. How you know? Because the Bible says it. They ain't letting go of that money they got. You know why? Because the love of money. They love money. Oh, money, 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 money. See, some people, I know what I'm speaking. There were times I didn't even have nothing but a drink of water. But I had to go to sleep and thank God. Because God allowed me and you to walk in the valley of depression. As Jesus did. And Jesus had to go through it, but he went through it for you and I. And as a result of it, God has a system set. For out of the system of God flows, hallelujah, love and peace and joy, long-suffering. You know, some people, they don't want to, well, I've been knowing that place for all my life. They ain't going to do no better. Well, same thing. They said the same thing about you. See, I want to see it as this way. To God be the glory. I want to do more for God while I'm still in this body. I want to be able to tell the untold and tell the untold. How many friends do I have? One. His name is Yeshua. His name is Jesus. Everybody else, I'm your associate and you're my associate. Why? We're living in the time. You got to make a quality decision. If you cannot make a quality decision, you will not see Jesus Christ. I don't care how many churches you've joined, how many times you say you speak in tongues, how many times you did this, but if you don't know Yeshua, if you don't know Jesus, if you don't know him, you don't know the Father. Because the Bible says, he that has the Son also has the Father. But he who does not have the Father or the Son don't have nothing. See, the enemy, time is approaching us. See, the enemy knows that his time is near. He knows he lost the war because he lost it in heaven. And he was kicked out. He's on earth with him. You know, the thing that we have as believers, I'm not going to live so holy that I can't pray with you. I'm not going to live so holy that I got to bow to you. Never happened on this side. I want to honor you, but I ain't bowing to you because you don't have the power. See, your power and authority is just like mine. Limited when it comes to eternal things. Only God can give eternal things. And he's promised us he's going to give it to us. Why has he promised to those that can believe on his Son? And you know God loves his Son so until God is willing to see this whole thing dissolve because the love he has for his Son paid for us. The Son is his entity. Jesus interceding for you and I right now. Father, give them this give them a little more time. God, can we move this one over here? God, can we push this one over? See, a lot of times can be bliss, and nobody wants to acknowledge. Look, I was ignorant for not serving God to the truth of his interpretation. God is love. Love is God. Look at America. From coast to coast, we turned our back on God. Wait a minute, preacher. What are you talking about? They have, we have inclusive. Because I should have had the horn at the highest point saying, repent. I do now. The homosexual ain't getting into heaven. The lesbian ain't getting in. I don't hate them. I love them. I love them because I'm trying to say to the murderer, to the thief, to the adulterer, to the idolater, I'm trying to say to the wrongman, there was a plan, a system plan that God has in place for you. Do you want it or not? If you want it, it's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you your total submission to God through Jesus Christ. Oh, no. It's like an old man said to me once and made me think for the rest of my life in this body. He says, you know, one day God and the devil got to talking. Let your imagination run with me right quick if you say it. Satan, you miss that one. He says, sure, you know I miss that one. You do? Satan says, sure, I miss heaven. I lost my position, God, so you want to come back? Of course I do. You mean you're going to let me back? God said, yeah, I'm going to let you back. Well, I'm ready, but God said, there's a condition. Satan stopped and said, what is that condition? He said, you must accept my son's. And the old man said, the devil said, hell no. So he left from God's presence. That was said to benefit me. In the simplest form, Satan does not want to become a servant who challenged the all-creator of all things. I'm going to build my throne a little higher than his throne. And God said, you accept your God, but you ain't no God. And we live in America where nations are fighting right now. So let me tell you something. The biggest fools in this world are going to mess with Israel. The biggest fools, and they think they got it on. And some of the most wicked people over in the Middle East. I ain't talking about in Israel. Because that's my future home. But I'm saying this. There are people don't care about our home, but that's our home. New Jerusalem. The nations are crowding around him right now. But God said, I got your hand. I got your back. I love it. He said, don't worry. I got your back. When God puts his hand around something, he said, he that watches Israel shall never sleep nor slumber. Slumber means you can take a quick nap. But God's eyes are wide open. Some preacher then went to the hotel with his girlfriend this morning. He's married. Coming out of there. Don't let the devil keep his hands on you. Come on over on this side. Come before God and repent. To the person who's smoking their drugs right now, who wants to kill somebody, I know you might want to kill me. I'm already dead. I'm alive in Jesus Christ. And I say this to you this morning, the more we have of God in our lives, the more God has for us. How can one enter into a strong man's house and punish goods? Unless, look at this and this, He first binds a strong man, and then he will plunder his house. The devil is to come in. He's trying to come in to take the strong man. I'm the strong man, and bind me and put me in and do this and do that. And so when he do that, he says, I'm coming in to pick whatever I want, man. See, when you come down and understand and see things happen, all God wants to show you, no way. See, you can't, no way, no way. As the old folks said, no way, it ain't happening. See, and I want to say to you who listen to me this morning, friend, with me, for me, God so loves, there is no fear. The only fear I have is the fear of God. Because God can speak a word as my savior or my success. And I want to be successful to God. I want to be successful. Successful in my ministry. Successful in pastor. Successful as a writer. Successful as an apostle. Successful as touching the untouching, telling the untold. See, I'm looking for the biggest revival to start right here in Houston, starting in me. I see blinded eyes open. I see deaf ears unstopped. I see the glory of God moving. Is it going to cost me? Yes. It's going to cost me the cancellation of my own activities and let God's pride become number one. Slowly and surely. Slowly and surely. Why? Because God, yes, he does. Yes, he does. God loves me. Without love, can't do nothing. You know, you got some people that just love. You got the murdering spirit. Oh, God, I love you. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what it has stored up in the heart of what God has for those who love the name of Jesus Christ. Can you imagine Jesus Christ walked this earth 2,500 years ago and gave his life for mankind, and in giving his life, he solidified the cancellation of no friendship. He put friendship in because he opened up the door and parted so that we can walk back to God with a relationship. A relationship. And your relationship comes to Father, I'm in your presence. I want to thank you for allowing me to come to you, Father. I want to thank you for this hour of the day at 11-something in Houston, Texas, on this particular day, Lord. I thank you for allowing me to come before you. I bow, I pray, I adore you, I magnify you. And now, Father, I believe the things that you heard come out of this body, I believe the words you have installed. And there's much I need to learn, Father. There's more I need to learn. There's much I need to know. The faith that I have can move mountains. I speak. But I speak to the mountain and command the mountain to move. Move, mountain. And whatsoever I say it, it shall be done. And I'm going to have what I say. I'm rich and not poor. I'm wealthy and not poor. I got all that God has for me, and I ain't missing out. Everything that God has for me, God has a blessing for me. For me. For me. See, if we submit to God, the devil will flee from us. People on the prayer line, a bunch of hypocrites. Always got an argument. Believe they're better than, I'm not better than you. The only thing I have is Jesus Christ. He is the author and the finisher of my faith. I'm not trying to be a big shot, a little shot. I'm just a son of God. And whatever God have me to do, it will be done. My objective is to show and have a relationship with the Holy Father. Man, beloved, see, when I was in the womb of my mother when I was in 19-something-something-something, I didn't know what God did. Just as he said to Jeremiah, Jeremiah! Hey, Jeremiah, before you were born, I knew you. That's what God is saying. I knew you. You what? Yep, that's right. Okay, you knew me. Okay, Lord. See, my mother always say she got a way of catching the squirrel at his activity. Always put the monkey, rather, always put something in the bar in the bottle, and he reach in and get it, and he ain't got no sense to let it go. That's how we get caught doing wrong. We put our attitude, I thank you, Lord, for that. We open our hands and pull it out, and bam, we get all upset and frustrated. And so God is still there trying to help us, but we just say, oh, well, Lord. Amen. God is so good. He's so merciful. He still cares for us. Do you still love it? Do you still love it? Praise. Amen. So I have a text here to say, today let's give reverence to God. Let's tell the truth. If it wasn't for his grace, a lot of us didn't know where we would be today. Amen. So let's celebrate. I want you to celebrate with me. Celebrate. Can you do it with me? Because the God we serve is so good. And you know, it's been a blessing this day. Man, I didn't know it could be so good. But it can. But it can. I got something else I want to give you back again. Some music I heard. And let it play. Amen. Amen. Is that okay? Can God love us? I believe he can. I believe he can. It's up to us.
D63H03.
My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. In the margin of my King James translation, it reads, my words are medicine to all their flesh. So God's word is medicine to all our flesh. So therefore, I just want to read from the Word of God and give you God's medicine. First of all, from Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 9th through the 10th verse. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Healing is God's will. There is no sickness in heaven, the Bible says. So it's God's will that there be no sickness on earth. Then 3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Then again, 1 John, the 5th chapter, the 14th and 15th verses. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of him. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, the feeble knees. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be easier. And then Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God which worketh in both the will and the do of his good pleasure. Romans 8, 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? James 1, 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of truth. Romans 8, 31. If God be for us, who can be against us? Malachi 3, 6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Isaiah 41, 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Deuteronomy 7, 15. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee. Exodus 15, 26. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, keep all his statutes, I will put none or forbid these diseases upon thee, which I have committed upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Jeremiah 37, 8. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 33, 6. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest feed unto him. For he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers. Leviticus 26, chapter, the third verse, and then the ninth. If ye walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, I will have respect for you, make you fruitful and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. Isaiah 58:8. Then shall thy light break forth in the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Genesis 27. So as Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife, and his maidservant, and they bare children. 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 20. And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah, and healed the people. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 5. Turn again, and tell Hezekiah the captain of my leader. Thus saith the Lord, the God David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not think? 2 Chronicles 6:40. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven, nor in the earth, which keepeth covenant, and showeth mercy unto thy servants, but walk before thee with all their hearts. 2 Chronicles the 16th chapter, the 9th verse. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Psalm 145, verse 8 and 9. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Job 37, 23. Touching the Almighty, he is excellent in power and in judgment and in practice of justice. He will not afflict. Psalm 67, 2. That thy way may be known of all earth, thy saving help among all nations. Psalm 105, verse 37. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one faithful person among their tribe. Psalm 103, verse 3. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Psalm 147. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Psalm 23:1, the Lord I shall not fear thee. Psalm 30, verse 2, O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Psalm 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. Psalm 41:3, the Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languish. Psalm 42:11, hope thou in God. For I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Matthew 7:11. If he then being evil know how to give good gifts unto the children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Then Isaiah shows us that healing is in the plan of redemption. Isaiah 53:4-5. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows are the mark of the gift. Surely he has borne our pain and carried our sicknesses. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Matthew 8:17. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself took our infirmity and bear our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self by our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Galatians 3:13, verse 14, and then verse 29. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Then Colossians 1:12-14, and then chapter 2:10-15. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet, are able, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in life, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and powers, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphant over them in it. Hebrews 9:12. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Ephesians 5:30. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bone. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God for your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hosea 3:4. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plague. O grave, I will be thy destruction. In Exodus 20, and the 12th verse, we read, honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Deuteronomy 5:33. Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may live, and that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. Deuteronomy 11:21, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, the land which the Lord sware to your fathers to give, as the days of heaven upon the earth. 1 Chronicles 29:28. And he, David, died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. Job 5:26, thou shalt come to thy grave in the full age, like a shock of corn from a pin in season. Psalm 90:10, the days of our years are 80, that the reason of strength may be 80 years. The 91st Psalm, verse 10, 10:16. Thou shalt no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come down thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon from thy trample of defeat. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 11. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. Ecclesiastes 7:7. Why shouldest thou die before thy time? Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run, not be weary. They shall walk, and not faint. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 22. Thou shalt not kill in another man. They shall not plant in another. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is life. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And so you see, God has promised us long life, and he wants us to have long life. Now then, let's look at some scriptures concerning the earth walk of Jesus and his ministry. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria. They brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and tormented, those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and healed. Matthew the 8th chapter, the 2nd and 3rd verse. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if I will, I can let thee clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was clean. Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 10, and then verse 13. And when Jesus was in the earth, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lies at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come to you. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth. To another, come, and he cometh. And to my servants, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done. And his servant healed the self-same hour. Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 through 7. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto him. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that possessed the devil, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sickness. Matthew chapter 9, verses 20, 21, and 22. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched him of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 36. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus saith unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yea, Lord. lift up to their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were open. And Jesus strictly charged them, saying, see that no man know. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake. And the multitude marveled, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, he casts out devils through the prince of the devils. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among them. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 12, verse 15. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Matthew chapter 14, verses 13-14. When Jesus heard of it, he departed by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the city. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. Matthew chapter 14, verses 34 through 36. And when they were gone over, they came unto the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place acknowledged him, they sent out to all the country round about and brought unto him all the good seeds, and besought him that they might overcut the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Matthew chapter 15, verse 29 through 31. And Jesus departed thence and came nigh to the Sea of Galilee and went up to a mountain and sat down. And great multitudes came to him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others. And cast it down at Jesus' feet. Insomuch that the multitude wondered, and when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Mark chapter 5, verse 1 to 4. They came over to the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes. When he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the ship the man with an unclean spirit, who had been dwelling amongst the two. No man could find him, no, not with chains. Because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountain within the tomb, crying and cutting himself to stone. But if, when he saw Jesus afar off,
yeah,
he worshipped him, and cried
no.
out loud voice, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment thee not. For he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there, nigh to the mountain, a great herd of swine, and all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And then the spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. There were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled, and told in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus, and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion, sitting and clothed, and in his right mind they were afraid. And they that saw it, told how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coats. When he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on them. And he departed and began to coach him in the Decapolis, how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. And when Jesus has passed over again by ship to the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh to the sea. And behold, there came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, And when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lies at the point of death. I pray thee, come, lay thy hands on her that she may be healed. She shall live. And Jesus went with him. Much people followed him and thronged. At a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many physicians and had spent all that she had and was very bloody, rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came of the press behind and touched his garments. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the Lord who called me, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked around about and see her that it does. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy flesh. While he yet spake, that came from the rulers of the synagogue house certain, which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troubles thou the master in his presence? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, seeth the tomb, and them that wept, wailed greatly. When he was come in, he saith unto them, Why make this to weep? The damsel not dead, but sleeping. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was blind. And he took the damsel by the hand, and said unto her, Talitha kumi, which is being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, Arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished, great astonishment. And he charged them straight that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her. Then mark the 6th chapter, verse 53 through 56. When they had passed over, they came into the land of Gennesaret and moved to the shore. When they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him. And ran through the whole region round about, and began to carry about in bed those that were sick, where they heard he was. And whithersoever he entered into the village, city, or country, they laid the sick in the street, and besought him that they might touch, if it were at the border of God, and his name were made whole. Then that's Mark 7th chapter, verse 25 through 37. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard it, and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But when Jesus said unto her, Let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto dogs. Then she answered and said unto him, Yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, For this sake, go thy way, the devil has gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter bathing on the bed. And again, departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, he came unto the Sea of Galilee, through the midst of the coast of the towns. And they brought unto him one that was deaf, and had an impediment of speech. And they beseech him to put his hand. He took him aside from the mud, and put his fingers in his ears, and he spit and touched his tongue, and looking up to heaven, he sighed, said unto him, If not, that is, be open. And straightway his ears were open, and the string of his tongue was loose, and he spake plainly, and he charged them that they should tell no man. But the more he charged, so much the more the great deal they published. They were stopped, saying he had done all things well. He made both the deaf ear and the dumb. Then it marked the 9th chapter, the 17th to the 29th chapter. And one of the folks knew the answer that said, I have thought unto thee my son, the Lord has done. And whithersoever he taketh him, he beareth him, and he told him that the master would be found that he went away. And I spake to thy disciples, that they should cast him out, and they could not. And he answered him and said, Old faithless hypocrite, how long shall I suffer? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tarried, and he fell on the ground and walked. And he asked the father, how long is it ago since this came? And all times it is cast into the fire and the water and destroyed. But as thou can do it, have compassion on us and help. And Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said to the spirit, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. And when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thy dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent his soul, and came out of him, and he was at once dead, inasmuch that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was coming to the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? He said unto them, this matter is come forth by them, but by prayer. Then in Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 21, and he cometh to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it is written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the man, sat down, and the eyes of all them were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say to them, this text is this scripture full of this, yours to be. Then look at the fourth verse, verses 33 through 36, and then the 40th verse and the 41st verse. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit.
Yeah.
like
January 1st. So for quarrels out here, one big test this weekend, another one to follow on the back end. Thanks very much for our first race in Washington digging into this. The merger of American Airlines and U.S. Airways gets the green light a short time ago. Federal bankruptcy judge dismissed the my company will be the world's largest airline. Merger becomes official on December 9th in the far west. Switching gears here, something south is going on at the White House today. That's our scandal. The talking turkey. President Obama continues the White House visiting the hardening of the Thanksgiving turkey.
Walking around with some authority. And let's go.
comes out against the brands on law.
I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it.